You'll hear a radio interview with a teenager called Tom Dean, who writes a cookery blog for teenagers. For questions 24 to 30, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You now have 1 minute to look at part four.
Tom Dean, who writes a cookery blog for teenagers, has come into our studio today to talk to me. Hi, Tom.
Hi.
Now, first of all, when did you start getting interested in cooking?
People think I must have spent hours helping my mum in the kitchen when I was little. In fact, I spent most of the time playing with my brother and sister and watching TV. And cookery programs certainly weren't what we were into at that age. Recently, though, we started doing cookery at school, and the teacher inspired us all, and I was no exception.
Has your love of cooking changed the way you eat?
I suppose it has, in a way. I mean, we've always eaten well at home. My parents have always made sure we ate things that were healthy. But now I'm doing so much cooking, I'm very aware of what's in everything, and vegetables do feature more often these days in our dishes. My parents will usually buy the food I'd like to cook, as long as it doesn't cost too much.
And do your brother and sister enjoy what you cook?
Generally, they do. My sister's quite young, so some of what I make is rather spicy for her. And my brother complains about that too sometimes. They can get a bit impatient too at times, when I'm making something complicated, and they're having to wait for their dinner. When they realized that people were reading my recipes on the internet and trying them out, they were very proud.
But do your family help you when you're cooking?
Well, we have a family rule that if you cook, you also clear up after yourself. That means washing up, wiping surfaces, everything. They will look and see if I have the food I need for a recipe. That means I can just start cooking once I've done my homework after school. I'll make notes as I'm going along if I'm doing something new, and it would be nice if they'd help with that, but they don't like sitting around, and I can understand that.
Why did you start to write a blog about your cookery?
I'd read loads of blogs by other people on the internet. I hadn't expected there to be so many by teenagers like me. So at first I didn't see the point of writing one myself, especially as I have so little time to spare after school every day. Then it struck me that if I wanted people apart from my family and friends to try out what I was doing, nothing else would be as effective. It means I get loads of feedback too, both positive and negative.
And what would you say you've learned through writing your blog, Tom?
Loads of different things, really. It's amazing how interested everyone seems to be in the subject of food and cooking, wherever they're from. I find it easy to express myself in writing, fortunately, so that side of things is straightforward. When I started, I was full of ideas for all sorts of dishes, but there are times when I just can't think of anything, and I still have to write my blog, or at least I feel I owe it to my readers. I hadn't expected that to be such a challenge.
And finally, Tom, what are your plans for the future?
I think I'd love to carry on writing. Books may be the way some cooks make their names, but in my case, I'll remain a blogger, I think. I'd also like to try to put more of this into practice, in a restaurant kitchen, ideally. That would be my dream. There are colleges where you can learn all the techniques you need, and then I'd love to just get on with it myself. Be the boss, you know?
Well, I'm sure you'll succeed, Tom. Good luck with it all.
Thanks.
Now you'll hear part four again.
Tom Dean, who writes a cookery blog for teenagers, has come into our studio today to talk to me. Hi, Tom.
Hi.
Now, first of all, when did you start getting interested in cooking?
People think I must have spent hours helping my mum in the kitchen when I was little. In fact, I spent most of the time playing with my brother and sister and watching TV. And cookery programs certainly weren't what we were into at that age. Recently, though, we started doing cookery at school, and the teacher inspired us all. And I was no exception.
Has your love of cooking changed the way you eat?
I suppose it has, in a way. I mean, we've always eaten well at home. My parents have always made sure we ate things that were healthy. But now I'm doing so much cooking, I'm very aware of what's in everything, and vegetables do feature more often these days in our dishes. My parents will usually buy the food I'd like to cook, as long as it doesn't cost too much.
And do your brother and sister enjoy what you cook?
Generally, they do. My sister's quite young, so some of what I make is rather spicy for her. And my brother complains about that too sometimes. They can get a bit impatient too at times when I'm making something complicated and they're having to wait for their dinner. When they realized that people were reading my recipes on the internet and trying them out, they were very proud.
But do your family help you when you're cooking?
Well, we have a family rule that if you cook, you also clear up after yourself. That means washing up, wiping surfaces, everything. They will look and see if I have the food I need for a recipe. That means I can just start cooking once I've done my homework after school. I'll make notes as I'm going along if I'm doing something new, and it would be nice if they'd help with that, but they don't like sitting around, and I can understand that.
Why did you start to write a blog about your cookery?
I'd read loads of blogs by other people on the internet. I hadn't expected there to be so many by teenagers like me. So at first I didn't see the point of writing one myself, especially as I have so little time to spare after school every day. Then it struck me that if I wanted people apart from my family and friends to try out what I was doing, nothing else would be as effective. It means I get loads of feedback too, both positive and negative.
And what would you say you've learned through writing your blog, Tom?
Loads of different things, really. It's amazing how interested everyone seems to be in the subject of food and cooking, wherever they're from. I find it easy to express myself in writing, fortunately, so that side of things is straightforward. When I started, I was full of ideas for all sorts of dishes, but there are times when I just can't think of anything, and I still have to write my blog, or at least I feel I owe it to my readers. I hadn't expected that to be such a challenge.
And finally, Tom, what are your plans for the future?
I think I'd love to carry on writing. Books may be the way some cooks make their names, but in my case, I'll remain a blogger, I think. I'd also like to try to put more of this into practice, in a restaurant kitchen, ideally. That would be my dream. There are colleges where you can learn all the techniques you need, and then I'd love to just get on with it myself. Be the boss, you know?
Well, I'm sure you'll succeed, Tom. Good luck with it all.
Thanks.
That's the end of part four. There will now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. I'll remind you when there's 1 minute left so that you're sure to finish in time. You have 1 more minute left. That's the end of the test. Please stop now. Your supervisor will now collect all the question papers and answer sheets.